Welcome to the 19th SNI and SNI Digital Baghdad Neurosurgery online meeting, October 23rd, 2022. The introduction will be given by the meeting originator and coordinator, Samer Haas, from the Universities of Baghdad and Cincinnati. The speaker will discuss a medical student being an active part of the neurosurgical team. The speaker is Fatima O'Day Ahmed, medical student, University of Al-Mazdan Zirah, College of Medicine, Baghdad, Iraq.
Let's go to the next talk. And thank you, Sama, again. And
thank you, Sir.
Yeah. Who's ready now? Fatima O'Day. Fatima, she's a six-year medical student from also from Baghdad, but from another college rather than Sama. She's from Al-Mazdan Zirah College of Medicine, and she's she will share with us her experience. Fatima, the stage is yours.
Hello, professor. Hello, everyone. I am Fatma Adey, final year medical student at Al-Mazdan Zirah University College of Medicine. Actually, today I'm grateful for sharing a special part of my journey within neurosurgery here in the SNI meeting. So my title is medical student being an active part of a neurosurgical team. So neurosurgery is my field of interest since 2019. And actually, this is when I was a second year medical student, starting with the lectures of neuroanatomy. And later, when I met Dr. Hose and enrolled in the mentorship, actually, this was the start of my journey. During my fifth year of medical school, I attend with the neurosurgical team, the brain catheterization from October 2021 to March 2022. And actually, this is the special part that I'm going to tell you about today. Also, I have three published articles, and also I got the chance to participate in one chapter of neurotrauma book. So actually, this is my second presentation here. My first presentation was in January, early this year. It was presenting my project, neuroplastic project, with my colleague, Zahra Majid, and today I'm happily sharing you another one. Before I start, I need to owe everything I did in the last year and I will do in the future to the neurovascular team at Baghdad Neurovascular Center. I want to thank them all. Thank you so much, Dr. Samer, Dr. Haider, Dr. Alpha, Dr. Mohammed, and Dr. Muthanna, and Dr. Ekdem, and all the nursing staff. Actually, I'm so grateful for your endless support and your eager to teach me a lot more. So I want to tell that I really feel privileged here standing beside of you. So actually, the story basically starts during the beginning of my fifth year of medical school. I start to attend with the neurovascular team continuously, the brain catheterization, the few months actually I spent with them was capable of take my journey with the neurosurgery in a new level. So what's make this a special part of my life? Actually, it is the feeling I felt that time. I never felt I can become this closer to the life of a neurosurgeon and explore all these aspects of a neurosurgery. So actually, the first time I attend brain catheterization, it is when I realized that I need to go for more. And this is when I take the decision for all of this journey. So it was the fastest decision I've ever made, but I have no regrets. Actually, I didn't have any specific goal back then, but I was and I'm still passionate about exploring more about neurosurgery. And actually, this was an amazing opportunity to explore a new aspect I didn't know before. So I just seized this opportunity. What's a typical day in Baghdad Neurovascular Center look like? So after welcoming a medical student, our colleagues from Dr. Ho's mentorship, we start reviewing the cases of that day. We study the CT and the MRI. Then me and Ekhtem explain to them the types of catheterization, diagnostic, the therapeutic, and also the type of catheters we use. Also, we draw the related vascular anatomy. This is the aorta and the major arches in a simple way. Also, we do a simple simulation of transtumoral approach. We have like this old and used equipment. We use them to order to like to explain the steps of catheterization in order. So when they attend the catheterization, and so they have a better imagination of the procedure. Then we do also touring on the patient before the catheterization and after, and also in the post-touring, we actually instruct the patient about the catheterization and remove the remaining sheath and dressing and etc. And actually also get chance to attend the neurosurgical clinic after finishing all the work. This is some of the images in the clinic. I believe a lot of them were late at night when we spent the whole day supporting neurosurgery and doing neurosurgical procedures. So the first few weeks when I start, I was like an observer level. In this level, I let myself be more familiarized with the work, with the equipment, and actually I understand the role of each one of the team. And when I start to persistently showing up with them, actually Dr. Alpha and Dr. Ektem actually start to teach me about the imaging system and how to move the table and the C arm, and also let me practice it after the catheterization end. And after several visits, I got to a higher level. Actually, it is when I participated and do and in this case, actually, I practice all what they teach me. This is the first case. I was in control of the imaging system. And then this is a case when I first have my DSA run with Dr. Haider Saleh. And this is the first time I do micropuncture. So then I get to a more higher level. Actually, it is when I start to assist actively. This is a therapeutic case of atypical meningioma. In this case, I was the person in control of the imaging system. This was my place during all the procedure. Actually, this is what we did was embolization, preoperative embolization of internal maxillary and superficial temporal artery, and this was the post-embolization results. Actually, it was one of the most interesting cases I got the chance to attend with the team. Another case I assisted actively in, actually, it was a case of giant ophthalmic aneurysm for flow diversion. In this case, I assisted in the initial steps of catheterization. Then I get back to my place near the control panel. Actually, it was also the most interesting and challenging case I ever attended. This is some of the intraoperative shots. In the same day, when I assisted first actively in catheterization, also I get a chance to assist actively in open brain surgery, and it was a case of anterior communicating artery aneurysm. And this is me opening the skin, and this is me doing the drilling and cutting the bone using the Gagliotto, and here opening the dura. So this is me practicing a craniotomy 2019, and this is me doing a craniotomy in a real case 2 years later. Actually, I feel so grateful for how I get this far. And of course, I'm grateful to all of the team who helped me to become this. Actually, the fruits of a couple of months. Actually, I did 56 endovascular procedure. I attend 56 endovascular procedure and assist in nearly 20 of them. And in this period, also I attend 6 different surgeries from bypassing from Moyamoya diseases and aneurysmal clipping. Also. I get the chance to develop some sort of responsibility to our patient, and actually, this is the charm of a neurosurgeon-patient relationship. I always like that aspect of a neurosurgery, and it is one of the most causes that I want to do neurosurgery in the future. Also, I get the chance to meet a lot of medical students who are inspired to be neurosurgeon too. And I want to tell them I'm really proud to know them and really proud to share my passion with them. So this is a picture is worth it of 1,000 words. Actually, this is a slide from Dr. Samir talk and the Pan Arab Neurosurgical Dandy meeting. So in this meeting, Dr. Hose prepared a slide for each of us. It was actually like more a surprise. And he proudly talked about our achievement of what we did, the operation we attend, and the articles we published. I don't know if you hear a sound of okay. And I want to tell that this wasn't just like surprise for me, and it was actually a surprise for my father, who was proudly sitting next to me. Thank you so much for letting me and my family live this amazing moment. So at the last, I want to tell that even in a developing country like ours, we can do this level of neurosurgical training. And actually, I'm really proud to be part of this. Because what happened is I when I offered my time, my passion, my mentors actually double it and make sure that I'm doing in the best way possible. So when I first attend with them, I didn't imagine myself more than observer, but they in contrary to them, who made me actually a real part of the team. So I'm really grateful for this. And I believe that what happened here could happen in everywhere in the world. So limitation only live in our mind, but if we use our imagination, everything become limitless. At the end, I want to tell that I'm so proud to be part of this exceptional team. And I want to tell that I'm not the only one who did all the privilege. There's lots of my colleagues who are doing lots of great work then. This is my story. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Fatima. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Yeah, I enjoyed that. And obviously, you had a very, very good experience.
Yeah. And I think I like, I mean, one day, if possible, we can run a series, and I'm not pushing for that, in which medical students will write about what Fatima just called one of the scenes, the case I will not forget. Mm-hmm. And then also, what is interesting, we rarely hear this evolution, what I wanted to do, what I did, what I didn't do. And this was a fantastic, enjoyable, because it's the actual person who is talking, right? You're not talking about one thing, but it's you who are talking. And which also gives praise to Summer's ability as the mentor, because we have two of his students and so far, Albert Mani and Fatima, and I pronounced wrongly the name of Bermaini, and they two presenting different things. That what makes a good coach, right? I mean, a good soccer coach, he gets a player from Benfica and a player from Borussia Dortmund, right? And doesn't try to make them play like in Manchester City. He say, no, you play as you play in Benfica, you play as you play in Borussia, and let's see how we put this whole thing together, and we get Manchester City beating everybody. Wow. So that is exactly what Summer is doing. So congratulations. So again, Samas and Fatimas, different presentations, but all of them original and outstanding. No?
Thank you so much. So honored to hear that.
Thank you, Fatima. It's amazing. Dr. Osman, do you have any comment?
There is one line for Mustafa, no?
No, I can't. Yes, Mustafa.
Yeah, my name is Mustafa Ismail. I'm a recent graduate from Baghdad. I just want to say congratulations to Fatima for her outstanding presentation. I worked with Fatima during when Samer was in Baghdad. She was like really passionate and real a teammate student. She'll be a great resident, maybe a great neurosurgeon. So yeah, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mustafa. I'm really happy to hear this from you. And actually, this period, I also learned a lot from you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mustafa. Thank you, Fatima. So I want to make a point before going to the next. And if you have any question, also, you will listen. So the idea that you put, Fatima, that Just to make it clear that even for the professors, that till now, if we have a catheter session, like diagnostic catheter angiography, few cases, so we invite students to come to join, to attend. And when they attend, we have either Fatima or sometimes Ekthem. They are doing sub-mentorship. Even now, even I'm out of Iraq, so that's the beauty. They are continuing the same job. So Fatima receive the student, teach them everything about what they will attend. And that's, for us, it's a very new experience that we have not only the mentor teaching, we have the student, all the student interested in teaching. I think this is one very interesting point about Fatima. And the other one is her slide about the picture when she's practicing on our like simple lab, practicing on the sheep. And on some day, which is a few years later, 2 years later, she's able to do the same on the patient. I think this is a very a huge message. I like that slide, and I'm happy for you. And the last thing that I want to say that the most important thing I think is that your connection with the team, with the current team. Dr. Haider is leading the team. They're doing open endovascular surgery, and the student is doing an important part of the team still. So that was my concern. If I will travel, everything will stop. And now you are showing us that everyone is doing well, and this is very important for Iraq, for medical student in Iraq, for the patient also. So I'm really thank you for your effort and your colleague as well. If anyone have a comment, we will listen. Okay, thank you, Fatima. I will I appreciate that presentation. Thank you. I will go
You enjoy these presentations. The information provided in this program is for informational purposes and is not intended for use as diagnosis or treatment of a health problem or as a substitute for consulting a licensed medical profession. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to attain CME credit. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Send your questions or comments to ausman@snidigital.org. This program has been supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation, owner of SNI and SNI Digital, and the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the Leading Gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks, and Role Models, and the new Medical News Network. Thank you.